Hi everyone, this is Fatima for I Am Over the Wall. And this week I learned a really amazing lesson by just being in tune to my environment and the people that are around me. And this week I noticed that there was a young lady and she was paying for her groceries in the grocery store, and I said, and she was watching as it tallied how many of us have been there. And you know in your head how much you have that you can spend and how much that grocery has to tally up for. And I watched and I said, yep, I know what this feels like. I know this. And as she, you know, paid for her grocery, she came to the end and then she needed 3 bags. And the cashier said, you need to pay 15 cents for those 3 bags. And before the exchange could happen, I gave the 15 cents and I said, okay, give her her bags. And she looked at me just like, wow, thank you. And I thought, it's 3 bags. But then, you know, my little voice said, no, it's more than 3 bags. It's a kind act to another human being. And as we walked out the grocery store, I gave her my card. And I said, you know, I want you to look at this card. Whenever you see it, you think of hope, that there's hope for anyone at any time, at any age. And that's what I want you to think about when you see this card. You pull it out when you need hope and when you need to be encouraged. And she asked me my name, and I told her, and she told me her name. And then she looked up at me and she said, can I get a hug? And I said, sure. And I gave her a hug. And as I hugged her, I made my breathing equal with hers. And out, in and out. And her whole body just, it was like the tension of it by the third breath in and out was just like, she just went limp and the tension was gone. And she looked up at me and she said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. And then she disappeared into the night. And I got that in that moment, she just needed someone just to hug her. A hug from a total stranger, just being there, breathing with her. And it wasn't about the 15 cents that I spent on the bags, but it was about comforting another human being just by being in tune with my environment. And we know there's tons of us out there. I used to be that person. Some days I still am. I want a hug. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just, too much is going on at once. And I just need someone to just hold me and breathe in and out with me, or a comforting voice. Or, you know, some of us it's food, some of it's a quiet place. So I'm encouraging all to get in tune with our environment and the people around us and look for that person and do that random act of kindness, whether it's to pay for somebody, a shake hand, a hug, a hello, a smile. Just look at each other as human beings, and that sometimes we just need to know that another human being cares. And that's all I'm asking. So this week, look out there and see in your environment who you can give a kind word to, who you can give a hug to, who you can give a smile to, because these are the testimonies and the stories that are going to take us forward as we move forward to encouraging us as human beings and as people who have breath and life in us. That's what we need to do, encourage by a smile and a handshake and a breath. Until next time, talk to you soon.